Hello and welcome to our first podcast in the educational series Beyond WebMD. This podcast is entitled Dive In, Inform Thyself, and Fear Not. If we are intent on striving to provide our patrons with the same evidence-based medical information that their physicians are looking at, we must be advocates of the usefulness of this information. We need not shy away from enabling our patrons to locate and consume this information. As librarians, we need to encourage our patients to challenge themselves and to take the time to read and study this information. It does not take an advanced medical degree to gain understanding from evidence-based medical information, whether it be review articles, practice guidelines, prescribing information, or evidence-based patient information documents. Let's take a minute to define some of these pieces of information and look at how our physicians are using them. Review articles. These are articles published in peer-reviewed medical publications that provide a quality overview of a medical topic. Physicians regularly read these to stay current in their field. In the past, these articles were seldom accessible to the public, but web-based, open-access medical databases have recently allowed us to consume this type of information. Practice guidelines. These are the official evidence-based documents that physicians use to inform their treatment decisions. They are most often compiled by experts in a particular field through the guidance of a medical specialty society. Many of these are available for download on the specialty society's webpage. Prescribing information. This is the official document that contains all the vital information relating to an approved pharmaceutical product. They are subject to continual update based on important new information related to a product, and the manufacturer is bound by law to keep this document current. Evidence-based patient information documents. These documents are clinically reviewed patient information sheets that have recently been released to the public by the subscription-based point-of-care database UpToDate. They provide a high-quality synopsis for patients. In the following posts, we will take a closer look at these information sources and how to access them. Remember our motto, dive in, inform thyself, and fear not.